News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. In the studio with me right now is Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. Welcome back to the studio on Frisky Friday.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So what's new?
What's new at the shelter? Well, of course, we always have a, you know, dogs in and out, cats in and out. And there's always a fun story behind a lot of them. So
yeah, we have
a great time with everybody. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. We've got tons of volunteers right now, as usual. The new year's kicking off to a good start. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our quotas that we'd like to have adopted, and right now we're pretty well ahead for January. So we,
Okay. A lot of people who are thinking about an animal for the holidays and decided to come in.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Last year and in 2025, and we're going to be announcing that number, but we had more adoptions in 2025 than we have in about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So we're pretty happy about
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, things are really moving along. We have our spay and neuter clinics that go. We have partnerships with different organizations in town that will bring animals to us to be spayed and neutered. If they're through Everett Animal Welfare Group, they will trap them, you know, in a neighborhood and then bring them in to be spayed or neutered. And then, of course, during the surgery, they have their little ear clipped. So you know when you see an animal roaming the neighborhood with a clipped ear that they have been spayed or neutered.
Oh, okay.
Because she comes and gets them, and then she brings them to us. They have the surgery, and then she takes them back to exactly where she picked them up from.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when is the next clinic going to be happening?
Well, we do it every Tuesday.
Okay.
And it's provided by a grant from Bissell Foundation. And so we have a, you know, we'll do 30, 35 animals in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, and what are the hours if people are interested in that?
Well, we don't do spay and neuter for the public.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We're not at that point right now.
Okay.
Maybe in the future we might do that, but right now we're just doing our partnerships with Crestview Animal Welfare and Crestview, obviously, Escambia County, Santa Rosa, and then Everett Animal Welfare Group is our main one. So.
Okay.
She'll bring us 30 cats that she's trapped. I don't know how she does that. And they're all feral, you know. So, you know, it's an interesting day on Tuesdays over at the clinic.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But, yeah, we do. And we do other surgeries, too. Like if our animals come in. So here's a cool story. We had this little Benji-looking dog named Griffin. I should know because I fostered him. So I should know his name. But his name is Griffin, and he came to us in really bad shape. He had some intestinal, really bad intestinal issues. And so they did, one of our vets, Dr. Joel Williams, he did a surgery that was about 2.5 hours long. I got to sit in on that and watch it, which was really cool. And we weren't sure he was going to make it through. You know, he was in really bad shape when he came to us. So they did the surgery, and they weren't sure he was going to wake up. It was very intense. I think probably about a week later, he started kind of coming into his own and we started realizing he's going to survive. And,
that's good.
You know, so we found a really great, new mom for him and he's living his best life. She sends me pictures, you know, and updates me, and it's really fun. He's actually going to be, I guess I had him in my last newsletter, which was a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's something that people can do if they like, is to sign up to be on our email list and they'll get our newsletter. I only do like 2 a month. I don't want to overwhelm people, but yeah. So
while we're on the topic of spay and neuter, what's a good age to spay and neuter a pet?
Well, there are certain criteria, especially for the males to be spayed and neutered. And we won't go into that in a family radio. Typically is once they're weaned, they're old enough to be spayed or neutered. And with us, we do not officially adopt them out until they are spayed and neutered. However, if you go to our website and you see an animal that you just fall in love with and you know you want to adopt that animal, but they're not spayed and neutered yet, you would do something called foster to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
You would foster that animal. with the understanding that you don't have custody of it yet. We still have custody of it. You keep it at your house. You're a foster. You bring it back for any vaccines or spay and neuter surgery or anything like that. Once all that's done, then you can officially adopt the animal.
Okay.
So, yeah. So it's, you know, and yeah, we do them really young.
Mm-hmm.
Those little kittens that, you know, especially the little male kittens, they go in and out. They're just rotating through the operating room and, mm-hmm. you know, next. And we have an area called the beach. They call it the beach. And it's basically just this area on the floor that's covered in blankets and sheets and comfy things and
yeah.
little heating pads. Mm-hmm. And that's where they recover.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were talking a little bit earlier about having to collect animals and bring them through the spay and neuter process. For people, I would guess that probably the reason those animals are out there to begin with is an owner decided they didn't want to have a pet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about rehoming and why that's important.
Okay. It's so much better for the animal to be in a home where I don't want to say the owner wants it, because a lot of owners who come in with their animal, this animal is a part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it would bring you to tears sometimes just thinking about it. I can't think about it right now. But I've seen some instances just since I've been there and since March where the owner's just torn up. But for one reason or another, they can't keep the animal. And so they bring that animal to us because they know we are a no-kill shelter. We will keep that animal in most cases until we find an owner, a new home for that animal.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that might not happen is for a very severe medical issue, you know. And honestly, we don't have many of those at all. We are well above the standard for being considered a no-kill shelter. So they go on the website, fill out the rehoming form, and then we get back with them within 48 hours-ish. They bring that animal in for an intake. We just need to do the initial screenings and initial, you know, vaccinations or whatever. And then we take the animal into our custody. The animal then is cared for by our staff until we find a suitable owner. And, you know, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great process. You know, I love to see unifications of little dogs, especially where I know the history, and see them go into a loving home.
Yeah.
When Griffin went to be with his mom, his new mom, I wanted to keep him so bad, because I did foster him over the Christmas New Year period.
Oh, sure.
And so, you know, just to get him out of the shelter.
Yeah.
And knowing his situation, and then she, you know, so it's just so heartwarming to see these animals find their new homes, and they're walking out the door and they're so happy. They have no idea they're getting ready to live their best life.
Yeah.
So
are you currently able to take new dogs or cats?
Usually. Yeah.
Okay.
We have, you know, it's an influx, and you know, they come in and they go out.
Mm-hmm.
We have a below average, national average of length of stay, which means the number of days that our animals are in the shelter from the time their intake until they are adopted out. Ours is very low considering the national average. And, you know, that's how it goes. We usually have room. In the spring, which is kitten season, sometimes we can't take more cats, because kitten season is when the cats start having their kittens.
Oh, okay.
And last summer was chaos. I was just like, you do this every year. But they don't stay very long once they're born and they, you know, stay with us and they're weaned from their mom, you know, then they're gone. They,
mm-hmm.
they are hot. They're those little kittens are so cute. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg today. In the studio with me right now is Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. And I know that you have a great event coming up called the Fur Ball.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about that.
Everybody loves the Fur Ball. It's a really fun event.
Yeah.
It will be on March 21st at the Pensacola Yacht Club. And we are currently still taking sponsorships. And, of course, if you are interested in donating any items for our live or silent auctions, please give me a call. It's going to be, you know, the formal attire, seated dinner, the entertainment. We're having the Fur Ball. One thing about the Fur Ball is that of note is that we have at the very beginning what's called the Bow Wow. It used to be called the Bow Wow 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 table, but it's now we've shortened it this year to Bow Wow Meow so that it's kitten. You know, the cats were getting a little offended. So we are including them in that this year. We auction this table off. Brent Lane is our MC. He does such a great job. It's a table right in front of the stage, and it's all glitzed up. So it's the most decorated one.
Mm-hmm.
And each place, 10 places, each place has a tower of wrapped gifts that average around $1,000 each. So you're looking at, an $18,000 table value. So people bid on this table. And, I was just sitting there. I'd only been there for a week at this point, and I'm watching this auction going on. I'm like, wow, people really love this table.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wins gets to go and move their table to the people on their table to the Bow Wow table.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I was pretty amazed. This year we've decided that whoever wins the Bow Wow table, Bow Wow Meow, I have to get used to that, we will be putting their logo prominently on the back of our adoption bus. And that's the bus that we take to community events, and outreach type activities. And when it's not in use, it's sitting prominently in front of our shelter. So it's a lot of exposure for whoever it is. Because prior to that, you got the Wow Wow table. But after that, it was more just, a thank you in the newspaper and a thank you on our social media. But we decided we wanted to do something that lasted longer because it goes for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I see that people can sign up for a sponsorship on the website and kind of view the different sponsorship levels there.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
If people want individual tickets, we don't know how many we have yet because we're still finalizing all of our sponsorships. They get tables and seats and stuff,
right?
You know. And so as soon as we know how many, then we can start going to the list. So I have a link on our website, which is PensacolaHumane.org, and it's /Furball. Or you can just go to events and Furball. And there's a link there to get on the list for being notified when we open up individual ticket sales.
Okay. I see there's also in-kind donation options.
Yes, there is. If you
What are you looking for?
Right now I'm looking for auction items. So, okay. Yeah, anything that can be included in our silent or live auction. And yes, I like for people. I just did that this year where I did a button for it on our website because it's important for us to track that. So we know, you know, people who wouldn't normally do cash might be able to do something merchandise wise, you know, from their store. It might be more cost effective for them. But also, you know, we just like to keep track of if we had to go out and buy all this stuff, how much is it going to cost us to do that? Because our flowers are donated by Southern Gardens. It's Personal does all of our decorating, you know. So if we had to pay people, you know, that's why I like to keep track of it. But
yeah,
it's a fun event, and hopefully we'll get a good attendance. It's usually sold out. So
any other sponsors you want to highlight?
Any other sponsors? Well, let's talk about our host. Our host couple is Dr. Michael and Tara Dollister.
I see their picture on the website.
That's right. they have been huge supporters of the Pensacola Humane Society for a long time. And this year we presented the idea of an honorary host couple. And so they agreed, and wholeheartedly with a matter of a couple hours of us asking them. Mm-hmm. And so they are our honorary hosts for the evening, and the pedigree presenter. That's what we named it, the pedigree presenter. So, yeah. Then we also have, was it Edward? I probably shouldn't say. I don't have my list in front of me. We have the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is one. I wish I had my list because there's a bunch of them, and I probably should be listing them all.
Sorry to put you on the spot
there. In February, the February show, I'll have them all ready.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Looks like formal attire, so this is a fancier event for people.
It is. Yeah. People love it, though. You know, they love it. They love getting dressed up.
And there's also entertainment. You want to talk about that?
We are having an electric violinist come up from Central Florida. This was the brainchild of our chairman. She's been the chairman for many years, Eloise Laudier. And she found this electric violinist who's going to come up, which is different.
Yeah.
You don't usually see that.
Yeah.
But he can, like, go around the room, and it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more time with the website, and then we'll go to commercial break.
PensacolaHumane.org, O-R-G. And you can go there and find all the information you need about Furball and anything else you might be looking for.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
There's a lot going on this month at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of machines, including the Baby Lock Radiance, offering 0% interest now through January 31st. Hot buys include the Bernina B325, now under a grand through the end of the month. The Floor Model Winter Sale is also in effect. That's all at Daryl's of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. It's Frisky Friday, and my guest host today is Mary McClellan from the Pensacola Humane Society. I understand that there's a thing called a puppy parking pass. Let's talk about that.
Yes, that is a really cute idea. With the city of Pensacola, the parking department. You know, sometimes when you go downtown and you get a ticket from the city, and it can be just a big groan. Oh my gosh, I got it. Well, sometimes you might get an actual acuteness citation, which is like a puppy pass. And what they do is they say, well, you don't have to have a ticket this time. It's just a warning. But we do have the QR code on there where they can go and make a donation to the Pensacola Humane Society in lieu of having to pay for a ticket. So, yeah, we did pretty well during the month of December. So nice. We'll see how that works. It's kind of a nice surprise when you walk up and you see something under your windshield and you're like, oh, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are willing to do it, which is great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about the volunteer opportunities that exist.
Yeah. So we have several ways that people can get involved with the Humane Society. Volunteering is huge. So to become a volunteer, you go to our website and you look under how to help, and you can go fill out a form. Our volunteers do everything from walking dogs to cleaning out kennels to volunteering at our events, doing laundry. We have a lot of laundry, as you can imagine. Luckily, some commercial-sized washers and dryers. It's being a volunteer is just a great experience. Most of ours have been there for a while because they don't leave. They love it so much.
Is there an age limit?
The age limit is 18.
Okay.
18 and older, I mean. However, if there is an adult who is volunteering with that person, then we can go a little younger than that. So volunteering is one way. Another way is to donate items. We always are in need of towels and blankets and sheets. Bleach is huge. Right now we're in dire need of kitten formula. If you go to our website, How to Help, you'll see our Amazon wish list there, and that lists what we need. When I say we're in dire need, it means that we will take whatever donations you're willing to give. So PensacolaHumane.org is where you can find everything you need for the Pensacola Humane Society.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.